Talking about the Lions' window of opportunity to win a Super Bowl. Yesterday, ESPN thought the Lions ranked third when it came to, you know, teams that have this window, that they're going to be a force in the future in the years 2027 to 2029. I think when you sync up everything with all the contracts that they've given out, the extensions they've given out to keep this core group together, this is why we say there's a window. Brad Holmes doesn't like the term window. We do. So we'll talk about that.
I think he feels like that corners him.
Yeah.
Right. And but the decisions he's making show that he believes he's in a quote unquote window of opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would they be making the decisions they're making to ensure that their core is all re-upped at the same time?
Yeah, the tough job for him, and you're right, it's about putting himself, painting himself in a corner, is that at some point you're gonna have to start to transition and look to the future beyond the guys you give an extension to. At some point, there's going to be life without Jared Goff, life without Jahmyr Gibbs. And you don't want to have to say, okay, now we're going to have to revisit how to rebuild this team. You'd like to be able to say you just like Ohio State or Georgia, you just reload, like what college football is like. And you know, we'll see if they get to that point. And I guess that's why he doesn't want to look at, that could be why he doesn't look at windows. But we do. We like the windows. We like talking about the windows. So are they at the beginning of this Super Bowl window, the middle, or the end? And when we say Super Bowl window, it's the opportunity to compete for a Super Bowl, legitimately compete. And I think this, you know, it's funny because this window has been open for a little bit here. They literally got to the NFC Championship game just a few years ago. And then they had a 15-2 season. But then last year happened. And really, it's the injuries they've suffered over the last 3 years that have just been devastating to the team. And, you know, in large part, the team that ends up winning that trophy at the end is the team that was able to survive injuries. And nobody, the Lions are not using an excuse. I do. I'll say, and it's more of a, to me, it's a reason. It's not an excuse. I think you can be honest about it and say, yeah, losing your star pass rusher, that affects things. Losing your star defensive tackle, that's going to affect things. Losing your two all-pro safeties, that's going to affect things. But how do you get past that? And that's why this year is really important, because they're going to have to get past the safety issue. They're going to have to get past the fact that they're on paper right now, their secondary looks like mung. And maybe that's being a little harsh, or maybe it's being kind, however you want to look at it, but it doesn't look all that impressive.
Well, I think what's really interesting is the national difference between, you know, nationally, not many are considering the Lions to be a contender this year. Yeah, I've seen a couple people list them as a sleeper, but nobody's expecting much nationally. That couldn't be more opposite to what is going on in our city here, which is where, you know, I think there's going to be a verdict rendered on this core after this year if they don't achieve their potential. Fans have had enough of the injury reason or the injury excuse. I get the sense in this city it really is put up or shut up time in 2026.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I thought the Free Press had an interesting headline to an article today that said, can the Lions survive the injury to Cade Mays? When you talk about the center who's going to miss the first probably, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 games of the season as he recovers from a wrist injury. And it's a legit question to ask, because it's all part of this season that we have high hopes for. I had somebody ask me the other day, you know, win total, where do you think they're at? And I'm like, I have a hard time saying anything other than 12-5.
I was there before the Cade Mays news.
I'm still there because I think the start of the season, fortunately for the Lions, and this is all on paper, of course, it favors the Lions because they're playing teams like New Orleans and Carolina and Arizona. I forget what the fourth team is in that mix. It seems like it's a...
New Orleans? Jets, Carolina,
Jets,
Arizona.
Jets are the other team. And then, of course, they play Buffalo in that second game of the year. But, I mean, does that still look like it's 4-1? Kind of. Like I'm not scared of what they have in Carolina, and that might be the biggest test outside of Buffalo, but we'll know a little bit more this week with the preseason game they have, and just to look at the offensive line and see how it looks. I don't have any concerns about the star players on this team. I have concerns about the offensive line, which I think the headline of that article was interesting. And surviving the injury to Cade Mays means getting to the sixth game or seventh game of the season, and hopefully that your team is, after seven games, that they're 5-2.
At worst, 4-3, right? Still afloat.
Yeah, but that they're ready to roll once they get him back. But, of course, injuries are a large part and will play a role with everybody else on the team. Some text coming in. Can we say 35% of the window? Not quite the beginning, not entirely the middle. Dom from Holly. I mean, I guess if you want to throw that percentage at it, sure. But that's kind of where I'm at. It's not quite the beginning. It's not quite the middle. It's somewhere in between there. Mark is more in the middle. I'm more towards the beginning. But, yeah, I think we're basically in the same area. I do like the idea that, okay, does this window start to close in 2029? Maybe. I believe the turnover is year to year, that the window is year to year. That's from Flea on a Roof. Except that the turnover in players, they not from the core.
No, the core is there. It's the core is locked in. Yeah, it's when you have that core, your window is elongated. But this is a critically important season, and the schedule couldn't line up better for him. Critical. Right,
very critical.
There you go. Two most difficult games don't come until the end of the year.
Well, Buffalo in the beginning of the year is going to be tough.
But back-to-back games, right? Back-to-back difficult games at Chicago, at Green Bay. I mean, who could ask for anything more?
Yeah, we'll see how Chicago is.
Ooh. What's your forecast? From first to worst?
Gators never liked, ever since Ben Johnson.
Well, I'm exactly the same. Okay, I'm okay. Totally the same. No, I've been vilified for that. And
Gators
it's,
worse. Whatever you think you are, I think Gators worse.
I mean, you know.
The Hammond Bears.
Yeah, the Hammond Bears are, we'll see where they're at. I think the quarterback's awfully talented, but, I mean, he completed less than 60% of his passes last year. I think he plays hero ball too often, and I don't know if he's going to be able to absorb everything that the god of coaching, Ben Johnson, has to offer him over there. I wonder
the god of coaching may want to focus on that defensive side of the ball just a wee bit.
I wonder if Ben Johnson's just going to get fed up with mistakes if they start to come. But it's a talented roster for Hammond. They look good. The Lions are in the middle of a six-year window. That's Sammy B. I don't believe you can say that the window is because you don't know what the Lions are going to draft or trade for in the next 3 years. Well, I think you can do that without looking at that. I think just what does the roster look like right now? Of course they're going to supplement the roster and complement the roster as the years go by. But for right now, what's the window? Beginning, middle, or end? We've got Tiger baseball coming up shortly. The Tigers and Pirates, third game of that series. Paul Skeens and Jackson Job. That should be really interesting. We'll talk a little Tigers next here on 97.1.